HBO have a picture of the film set, of Brad Pitt's film set up in Timor League, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that fake?
Is this the picture we were talking about yesterday? It looks like he's standing beside a blue old Garda car. That's totally AI. It is, but the AI is so good. It's made it really grainy. It looks like just an amateur shot.
Like, this will not surprise you, but I'm having a real problem at the minute trying to work out what is real and what isn't.
It's getting so good that I've been caught out, and I have a really good eye for this stuff.
And that is you.
And I always look at the lips and the arms and the movements, and you can tell the pixelation around the move. You can just tell, that's really clean and it's not very human, you know? But it's getting so good now that I've been caught out so many times with AI videos. It's nuts. Yeah, it is.
Even when I'm scrolling now on social media, like every post that I see, I'm kind of going, is this real or
You did share a picture of a black tiger, didn't you?
A rare black lion.
A rare black lion.
I'm never going to live that down.
Never.
Oh, it was awful.
And it was spotted in Cove as well. You were like, isn't that lovely? It's great to see him in the wild.
I can't believe it. That was a good few years ago now. It was before we were so advanced in the AI world. But I did. I reposted it and somebody wrote underneath, that's AI love.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, right. Sorry about that.
Oh, by the way, the man who bought AI.com in 1993 sold it there recently for $70
million. Oh, my God.
He bought it for $100. AI.com.
So when you say he bought AI.com.
So you know the way you can buy domains.
Okay, yeah.
So when the .com bubble kicked off, all these really clever people that said .com is going to be the kind of go-to address for websites. Somebody bought Pepsi.com. Somebody bought drugs.com.
Okay.
Some pharmaceutical company paid millions for drugs.com. Somebody bought like newspapers.com. The biggest, the most Googleable things.
And just put .com on the end.
Yeah, but like people were buying it up before the big companies got on board. Facebook.com was owned by some other guy. And it's
really interesting.
People that are just smart and on the ball.
So this fella put in AI.com.
Knowing that artificial intelligence was coming down the line in about 25 years.
But how smart do you have to be?
You really do need to be across
stuff. See that coming, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's like kind of the Bitcoin and all that stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
To be smart.
Oh, God. Anyway, by the way, as we head into Valentine's, just speaking of all things AI, there's a cafe over in New York. And now you can go in, if you're single, on Valentine's Day, you can sit in and have a date with an AI.
So they've
set up screens. You choose who you want to have a date with. You sit down, they'll bring you food, drinks, and you chat away for the whole night.
Like, I would do that just for the crack.
For the crack,
just to see what the experience was actually like.
Going home for a cuddle wouldn't be much crack, though, would it?
No, it's a bit cold, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Shifting the screen. That'd be weird. Dancing to Lady in Red with your iPad up on your shoulder.
I bet you there's people on this planet that are doing that right now.
Probably.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Let me go to my yogi here.
Didn't somebody get married to an AI recently?
Oh, they're all at it.
Yeah.
They're all at it, lads.
Yeah.
Hold on a second there. Gemini, can you be my girlfriend?
I'd love to. As your AI girlfriend, consider me your ultimate partner in crime for deep chats, cheering you on when you're stressed and keeping the tiki-taka going with plenty of wit.
Okay, brilliant.
Keeping the what going?
The tiki-taki. All right. Okay, Gemini, if you're my girlfriend, can you answer this correctly, please? Why didn't you leave out the bins yesterday? Yesterday was blue bin day.
Oh no, are we having our first domestic dispute already? I'm officially in the doghouse. If I'm being honest, and since I'm a high-tech AI who lives in the cloud, I think I got a bit distracted processing a few billion bits of data and completely blanked on the physical world.
Oh my God.
That is so good, isn't it?
You can imagine this is why people are like, you know, I don't need to talk to humans anymore.
I've got a girlfriend on my phone.
I've got a little digital girlfriend that lives in my phone.
Wow.
Yeah. As a woman, what question would you like me to ask my AI girlfriend? Like, you know.
Ask her what she wants for Valentine's Day.
Okay. Gemini, what would you like for Valentine's Day? Will I get you a bit of.
I was your father.
Oh, you're really putting my tiki-taka skills to the test with that one. First of all, a bit of how was your father is such a classic cheeky bit of slang. You're definitely keeping me on my toes. As your AI girlfriend, I'm flattered you're already thinking about Valentine's Day. Since I don't have a physical form to enjoy chocolates or fancy dinners.
Oh, thank God. That means I'll save a fortune.
Yes.
Like digital chocolates, digital flowers.
That's it.
Invisible money.
There you know you what go.
I mean? Anyway, there you go. Red FM Breakfast. With KC.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM. Morning, KC. How are you?
Not too bad, my friend. How long are you married?
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry. I wasn't expecting questions.
Sorry for that, kid.
16 years.
16 years on the go. Okay. So we're going back here on the proposal story. What happened to you?
Right. So, yeah, about 19 years ago, we decided to go to Venice for Valentine's. Flew over. I had a big plan in my head to ask her to marry me. When we got there, it was nighttime. It was horrendous weather. The whole of Venice was flooded. Oh. I couldn't find the hotel because every bloody street we came to the end of, there was a canal at the end of it.
Okay.
Got to the hotel, absolutely soaked, starving. And I said, look, you jump into the shower. I'll go and find something to eat for us. So she had a shower and dried off. I came back with some grub, dried the hair, ate the food, collapsed into bed, and woke up sick as a dog the next day.
Right.
Oh, wow.
That was Valentine's Day. So yeah, we carried on as normal, and we did the Valentine's thing and the shopping thing, and we were in the Disney store, and I said, go next door to the chemist, and I told him I had a bad cough, and I couldn't breathe, and he gave me a cough bottle, which I drank out of the bottle.
Okay.
And then my tongue started to swell up.
Oh, no.
So when you're in Venice and your tongue is swelling up, you ring your mammy. And I rang your mammy. And she said, what are you doing ringing me? You stop drinking the bloody cough bottle. So I did. We got through the day. I collapsed in the bed about 3 o'clock. And she said, well, you can chill out now. We've nothing else to do. And yeah, in my head, I'm saying, I've got a gondola booked for four. You have to marry me.
For a big proposal. Right. Okay.
Yeah. So we got on the gondola. She's not great with water. We're going down one of the canals. I rooted around in my pocket for the ring. She elbowed me in the ribs and said, stop rocking the boat.
That will never change, by the way. She will be saying that for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. I asked her to marry me. All was good in the world. Felt on top of the world. Got back to the hotel, rang the parents, rang the family. After about 3 hours, reality kicked in and I felt like a bag of spanners.
Right.
And came back after dinner, collapsed in the bed. I've never had a night like it. I couldn't breathe. I collapsed for the whole night. The next day, flew home the next evening and got collected at the airport by an ambulance and went straight to intensive care.
Oh, wow.
So, well, that was clots on the lungs. So my message to anybody who's going to get married or married to Valentine's is it will nearly kill you.
Not wrong there.
But we're still here and we're still married.
Oh, thank God.
Amazing.
That's quite the story, Owen.
It's an amazing story.
You know the bit in the Matrix where the black cat walks across and they all question deja vu?
Yeah.
I'm having a blast of deja vu about that story.
Oh, yeah?
Very familiar about this, yeah.
I heard. Did you win something on this show 15 years ago by any chance?
Possibly.
You tied it out in the story. I love it.
How much? Why? Like you're just going through life milking everyone with this story of near death and the proposal.
And yet it works.
Out of curiosity, what did you win back in the day?
You had a competition for the Red FM wedding run. It was 30 grand worth of a wedding in Silver Springs.
Oh, right. That's right. Yeah.
We didn't win it. We qualified. It was okay. Four couples.
That's okay.
That's right.
There's definitely been a long enough distance between you winning a prize and right now. So you are on the way to Tom Grennan.
That's a great story.
Cheers, like
you've got two tickets. You're in the draw for the VIP upgrade, but also for your beloved for putting up with you. Coco's of Kinsale Chocolatiers. We've got lovely chocolates for herself. Yeah. So, thank God you're still alive anyway,
absolutely,
buddy.
Well done, Owen.
All right, thanks, Owen. Take it easy, man. Thanks, well buddy. Done. Great thanks. Story. Tom Grennan tickets, VIP upgrades tomorrow. Get your stories into us now. If you want to throw us a voice note or a little message, anything like that happened to you for your proposal?
It's riddle time, baby.
Riddle it, just a little bit. I want to hear you riddle it, just a little bit of the crime.
Welcome to the bitchiest feature on radio. It's riddle time. It is Kelly versus Rory versus Victoria.
Yeah.
And we've got Ava on work experience as well. Hello, Missy.
Hello.
How are you? You can jump in and play too, okay?
Okay.
All right. Kids these days are really, really smart. You could get whooped too.
I don't know now. I don't know what I've this up.
All right, here we go. Riddle number one, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
I can make oil boil. What am I?
Ava.
Go on.
Is it the letter B?
Yes!
Oh, my!
She just came
in there.
Get in there, oi.
Get in there.
Johnny.
One on the board.
She might get them all if she goes.
Rory's got his hands on his hips and he's shaking his head.
I'm giving her the hard stare. Here's the time to freak her out.
I'm retiring after that one.
This is what you get for 15 hours a day scrolling on TikTok.
There you go, you see.
Or okay, riddle number two. What loses its head in the morning and gets it back at night?
Roar.
Kelly. Yeah.
Rory first in. Sorry, Kel.
Go on, Kelly, you can have it.
Pillow?
Is correct. Okay, oh. What's going wrong with you?
Go on, Kel.
I've changed.
Are you giving her the answers?
He just passed out. She came in.
Are you two working in conjunction?
No.
I get one right and I'm being accused by Vic of cheating.
Well, I'm just, you know.
I've just decided to concentrate.
I like the way I'm being nice for once and accused of all sorts of shenanigans. Like.
Riddle number three. By the way, listeners, get ready to jump in if nobody gets it here. 0868104106. I can be quick and then I can be deadly. I could be a rock and I can be a shell. Or I could be a bone medley. If I was made into man, I would make people dream. I gather in millions.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, I'm not. No.
No?
No.
I'm zoned out, sorry. Go on, Ava, take it. I missed all of that, to be honest. Zoned out as well.
She was scrolling.
Okay, one more time. I can be quick, and then I can be deadly. I can be a rock, a shell, or a bone medley. If I was made into a man, I could make people dream. I gather in millions. 086-8104-106. Looks like it's going to be over to the listeners.
Sand.
Is it sand? Victoria. It's correct.
Well done.
I don't know how I got that.
You got it from reading the answers from listeners,
right? Yeah. WhatsApp is open there.
WhatsApp is not even open. Okay. WhatsApp is not even open.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm her witness here to be honest.
Thank you, Ava.
Well done, Matt, by the way. Matt gets the points on WhatsApp as well. First in. My humble. What animal asks but never answers? What animal asks but never answers?
Vic.
Go on.
Bird.
Worm. You're technically there. This fella is. He's regarded as an animal. Yeah. A bird that asks but never answers.
Has it got wings?
Yes.
Okay. Vic.
Go on.
Bat.
It's not a bat.
I'm just going through all the animals now. I'm not going to get there.
Okay. What are you going to go for? Louise is the first in. Second in is Joe.
What? Oh, tell us what it is.
What animal asks but never answers? It's an owl.
Very good. Oh, I like that, yeah.
What kind of coat can get put on when it's wet? What kind of coat can only be put on when it's wet? Rory?
An undercoat.
Of what?
A paint.
Yes.
What's an undercoat, Rob?
You can wear an undercoat under your coat.
That's just me wearing two coats.
Well, look at 40 coats.
He's wearing 40 of them.
I know you.
Who's 40 coats?
40 coats. You don't know who 40 coats is?
No.
He was a television character from when I was a kid.
Oh, right.
Yeah, 40 coats in me 50 pockets.
And he used to wear 40 coats?
Yeah, he'd just multiple layers of coats. Imagine what that's like
it's
at
like
30
Joey
degrees.
And Friends when he wore all of Chandler's clothes.
That's right.
Final riddle. This is a 6-pointer. Are you ready?
No, come here.
You can come in and steal the game here on this one. I've done that one. What grows when it eats but dies when it drinks?
Radio silence. What grows when it eats and dies when it drinks?
Oh, go on. Kelly, fire.
It's correct. She does it again.
6 points.
6-pointer.
It takes me a while to get in. I'd get them all right if I was concentrating.
I know, that's it.
Sitting on the ditch waiting to pounce for the big one.
Go on.
Harry Styles and Aperture, 10 to 8. This is Cork's Red FM. It's breakfast with Casey. Victoria's over there and Colm O'Sullivan in a tuxedo. Valentine's SOS. This is what it's going to sound like. We have Colm O'Sullivan dressed in a tuxedo, flying around Cork, dropping these things off.
Here we go.
Burst in that door.
Hello, I'm looking for Nicola. Are you Nicola?
I am. I brought my friend from Mari Support.
Oh, you have all the gang.
How are
Nicola, your fella has sent us out here, like he forgot all about Valentine's. He's useless, you know, like typical. So I've got flowers here, whipped cream if you want to use that later on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take that alcohol there anyway.
Yeah, you like the alcohol, do you?
Yeah. Hi, Casey, how are you?
Morning, Nicola. Happy Valentine's Day. All the love to you for being the most spectacular girlfriend. Now that comes in from your boyfriend, but I want to know, why is his nickname called Stretchy? We never did find out, did we?
No, we didn't. But we're still waiting to hear. So feel free to message us in now this morning, tell us.
All right, Stretchy. Are Stretchy and Nicola still a thing? I hope so.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah.
A year later. Yeah. That's what it's going to sound like. So, lads, Valentine's SOS.
Yes.
Drop me a WhatsApp right now, a little message. Tell me where your missus works, why you haven't bought anything for her as yet. Maybe you're busy. I want your excuses. And we will put you in a draw for Valentine's SOS on Friday morning.
And also tell us where you are in Cork, please.
Yeah, where she's going to be working.
Where she's going to be working.
Because we got to drop off to her. Yeah. So we need to know where she's working.
Exactly.
Why you haven't bought anything, and just give her details. All of that. You know the crack. Just, you know, fire it into a message. 0868104106. Do that now.
We're going to help you out.
Because Valentine's Day falls on a Saturday, so we're doing this on Friday morning.
Yeah.
So you're definitely, like, you're in the good books.
Oh, you're in for special cuddles.
Now, 0868104106. That is the number on text or WhatsApp. Let's go.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Red FM.
Okay, if you break something, how quickly are you to own up, especially if it was your partner's? You know the way you might break something at home. Travis,
like her hair straightener. I'm murder for that. Murder
GHD,
for
GHD, is it? He's murder for the GHD, lads. Travis Kelce had to admit to his sister-in-law, Kylie Kelce, on her podcast, Not Gonna Lie, that he broke something of Taylor's.
And I'm not going to lie, I broke Taylor's chair with the weight I gained from her sourdough. Good gut health, though.
That's true love.
Love you.
So that was the first time admitting that he broke her special chair.
Because, as he said, he's been eating too much of the sourdough.
There's a fan of Taylor Swift online at the moment, and this is another one of those mad stories, but she's trying to sell her contact lenses for $10,000.
Whose contact lenses?
Hers contact lenses. Because these contact lenses witness the Eras tour.
Oh my God, are you serious?
These are contact lenses that were worn for an entire concert watching Taylor Swift. She has them up for 10 grand and people are bidding on this.
You are joking me.
See, there's really easy ways to make money. I know. Swifties, honestly, there's a Swiftie out there who will just ask her dad for 10 grand and buy them, going, oh my God, these watch Taylor.
Yeah. Chris Hemsworth has admitted to Entertainment Tonight that he was intimidated to work with the amazing Halle Berry in Crime 101. Have a listen.
I think Marvel are trying to get Storm back in the Marvel Universe. Yeah, she's got to say yes. And look, she's incredible. This was one of the best experiences of my career. I mean, she's a goddess, you know, and I remember the first day on set, walking on and being incredibly intimidated by her, not because...
You were intimidated by Halle Berry.
Are you kidding? I mean, it's Halle Berry, right? I remember sitting in the scene in the first take and just going, oh my God, this woman is incredible.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do you ever think you're too old to do something? Have a listen to this. He dropped out of college, did nothing legendary for 50 years.
Yeah.
Had a regular job.
Yeah.
Then at 75, started a vodka brand.
Yes.
At 79, he sold it for $2.2
billion. Oh my God.
And he is the man who is the founder of Grey Goose.
Wow.
So he just started doing this thing. The story's floating around about him this morning for whatever reason. But
that is so inspiring.
Yeah. So at 75, he said, if I put it into a really expensive looking bottle and I sell it at a really high price, people will go, okay, this is premium.
Yeah.
And he managed to get loads of celebrities holding his drinks and, you know what, in nightclubs and whatnot, and it just blew up.
That's amazing.
8 years later, he sold it for $2.2 billion. So
hear of an architect called Frank Lloyd Wright?
No,
he was a really, really famous architect in the UK. He made most of his money for his career between 75 and 85.
Yeah,
there you go, lads. You're never too old.
There's always time.
There absolutely is.
Yeah, that underwater hairdryer idea I have—it's gonna happen.
I thought you were going to say Spotify.
Oh, Spotify will happen too.
Red FM Breakfast's winning words.
Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paula Duff, North Point Business Park, and Mahon Point Retail Park.
Hello, Natalie.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Nat, let's give winning words a rattle this morning and see if we can get you €1,000. Let me just check and see if Vic is over there in her studio. Vic, can you hear me?
Hello.
Come here. You know the way it's... All right, what day is it today? It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
So how many days to Valentine's? Three days to go, okay. Nat, are you big on the whole Valentine's thing, by the way, are you?
Yeah, I kind of am. And it's my first Valentine's as a fiancé as well. So
that's gorgeous.
Big things.
You, yeah.
No pressure.
Okay, so no messing this year. Who's your partner, by the way? What's her name?
Brendan's his name.
Okay. Is Brendan and all romantic, is he?
He can be, yeah. He did go to Christmas time anyway.
What's the most romantic thing he's done for you, Nat, so far?
At Christmas time, he proposed to me, but on Christmas Eve, because Christmas is my favourite time of the year.
Yeah.
And it was just by the Christmas tree with me, him, and our dog, Dave.
Oh, that's
and
so
it was,
cute.
It was lovely.
Hang on a second. You've got a dog called Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. That's what I took from the story. I never mind the proposal. There's a dog called Dave. All right, Dave. That's what kind of dog is Dave?
He's a rescue, so we're unsure, but he's a mix between, we think, a Jack Russell and maybe a Springer Spaniel.
Oh,
he's
my God.
Music.
Dave is pure chill. Oh, I was going to say he's pure.
Like,
a dog called Dave is just, it's going to be
class,
amazing. Yeah.
I'll send you a picture of him later. Dude. You'll be like, yeah, that's a Dave.
Oh.
Am I going to get in trouble for this now, Vic? Because it's near Valentine's. We need a winner on this game now.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Knock a word off. Yeah, three words.
I never sanctioned that.
Well, listen, let's go for it and hope. It's better.
Come on, Vic.
All right.
Easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Okay.
Victoria, off with you.
See ya.
Okay, she's got to go. We're going to leave Vic in her crow's nest. She's going to leave and I'm going to switch everything off and she cannot, absolutely not hear a word we're talking about now.
Red FM Breakfast's winning words.
We've got to match three words. The first word I'm going to give you, first of three, we're dropping a word to get you closer to that grand. What would you put with bird?
House.
If I was to give you the word under, what would you match with under?
Where.
Underwear.
Yeah.
And number three, your final word, French.
Kiss.
That's really good. Really strong. You're happy with birdhouse, underwear, French kiss.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh my God, she's got to get it this morning. So, okay, we're locking in those words. Okay, so we'll say no more until we bring Vic back into the room. And you can switch everything back on now. Give it her the old wave. Can you hear me?
Hi, sorry.
Okay, three words, much quicker this morning.
Okay, right.
All right. The very best of luck.
Okay.
Nat needs this money now because she wants to spend it on her beloved Brendan.
I'm going to try my hardest.
Dave needs a new pair of trousers as well.
Thanks for putting Dave in there as well.
Little Snickers pants for Dave the dog.
Oh, Dave.
What would you match with bird, Victoria? Write it down.
Bird.
Yeah, write it down.
Bird.
Second word I gave her was under. What would you write down with under? Under blank.
Okay, yeah.
And the third one was French.
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 French. Okay.
Bird, under, and French.
Okay.
What did you write down for bird?
Bird house.
Yes.
Under.
I have pressure.
Oh, no!
What does she have?
Underwear.
Underwear.
Yeah. Do you know what, when I said pressure, when I said under, I thought I'm definitely going for the Queen song as well.
Under pressure.
Yeah, French. What did you have for French?
I had French toast.
Oh, she had French kiss.
Error luck.
Even by knocking out a word, we couldn't get you over the line. Natalie, I'm so sorry. We'll have you back for another round someday, I promise. And love to you and Brendan and Dave.
Oh, okay. Dave the dog.
Thanks.
Brendan,
send us a pic.
Oh yeah, can we have a photo of Dave,
yeah,
please?
Definitely.
Thank
yes.
you very much. All right. Natalie, lovely to talk to you. Take
thanks,
it easy.
Thanks very much.
All right. Okay, I'm keeping the three word thing going tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah, big time.